Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's Total Information AM on KMOX, and we welcome in now an amendment to legalize marijuana in Missouri is on the ballot this November. One political party has declined to state a position on the proposal, offering neither support nor opposition to the measure. The Missouri Democratic Party met earlier this month to discuss the four constitutional amendments that made the ballot and released its recommendations and explanations earlier this week.
Amendment 3, backed by Legal Missouri 2022, the committee said that its recommendation is for the state party to adopt a stance stipulating that it supports the legalization of marijuana but does not have an official position on the ballot measure. Joining us now, the campaign manager for Legal Mo 22, John Payne, the group that spearheaded the drive to get the measure on the ballot. John, thank you for joining us on KMOX.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
Surprised at all by the stance that the Democrats are taking?
No, not really. The party itself is, like most political parties, it's controlled by, politicians that are in office and have been for quite some time. And I think that creates a bubble around them, and they don't understand what's actually popular with the voters. And, we had a poll released, a public poll that was released just the other day, showing that there's 62% support for Amendment 3 compared to about, I can't remember the exact no number, but it was in the 20s that were against it. We feel very confident that there and that support transcends political party. It was a very solid majority of all, Democrats, Republicans, independents, it didn't matter. And so this is a popular issue and a popular amendment across the political spectrum.
And John, if it does pass, that amendment would not only make Missouri the 20th state to legalize recreational marijuana, but it would also offer expungement for past nonviolent offenses. Can you explain what that entails?
Sure. So we will be the first state to pass by a vote of the people automatic expungement of past nonviolent marijuana offenses, with the exception of sales to minors and driving under the influence. Those are the only ones that would not be eligible for expungement under this, because those things would remain criminal activities. But most states that have passed any sort of expungement, they're pretty limited in two ways. One, they only apply to very small amounts of marijuana, generally misdemeanor amounts, which in Missouri is anything under 35 grams. Now, that certainly would still encompass a lot of people, because that is what the vast majority of charges for any sort of marijuana offense are for. But nonetheless, it still leaves a lot of people out. And the other element is that they usually require that the people themselves who would benefit from the expungement have to go hire an attorney. They have to file paperwork with the court. And so that's a costly and time-consuming process, and many people do not avail themselves of it because of that. So in most states, Illinois being an example, where you have a process like that available, maybe only 10-20% of the people who are eligible for those expungements actually go through the process. But what we've said here is that we're going to take some of the tax revenue from the marijuana system, not from general revenues. So this doesn't impact anything that's in general revenues. But we'll take tax revenue from the marijuana system, and we will put that into the courts to have them automatically process the expungements for everyone who is eligible. And this is literally going to mean hundreds of thousands of expungements for marijuana offenses in the first year.
We do want to say that we did reach out to the Missouri Democratic Party, and we haven't heard back from them. But, John, thank you so much for joining us. John Payne is the campaign manager for Legal Mo 22. John, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.